Midnight Rambler by James Swain. Narrated by Peter J. Fernandez.
Part 1. Mercy. Chapter 1. My cell phone awoke me from a deep sleep. I didn't get a lot of calls, especially in the middle of the night. Opening my eyes, I stared into the darkness of my rented room. Hanging on the ceiling above my head were the smiling faces of my wife and daughter. They were like afterimages of my former life, and they filled me with sadness. Lifting my arm, I tried to touch them, only to watch them melt away. My phone continued to ring. Grabbing it off the night table, I stared at its face. Caller ID showed a 305 area code, which was Miami-Dade County. The only people I knew in Dade were cops. I decided to answer. Carpenter here.
Jack? This is Tommy Gonzalez. Sorry to wake you up.
What time is it?
6 in the morning. I'm in a jam, Jack. I wouldn't have called you otherwise.
Tommy ran the missing persons division of the Miami-Dade Police Department and had gotten his training under me during a stint he did in Broward. Although he was only a few years my junior, I still considered him a kid. I'm listening, I said.
We lost a newborn at Mercy Hospital this morning, Tommy said.
A knife-like pain stabbed my gut. Abduction?
That's what it looks like. I need help. Are you available?
I'm giving testimony at a homicide trial tomorrow. I'm supposed to be spending the day preparing for it.
Is this about the Midnight Rambler?
Tommy asked. Another pain jabbed.